Radio Network.
He is an icon of the liberty and freedom movement, a relentless fighter against collectivist control freak parasites everywhere. We're going to cover a range of issues with G. Edward Griffin today and take your phone calls. Everybody holding 1-800-259-9231 will be interspersing calls throughout the interview, including coming up in the next segment. And you can comment on whatever issue you bring up. But G. Edward, I wanted to ask you this. Why are they coming out in the open about world government? Why are they admitting that public schools are using laptops they give the students to watch them and their parents at home? Why are they, I mean, are the parasites going crazy on power trips, which we see throughout history? Or is there a method to their madness to try to just overwhelm us by throwing it in our face, trying to acclimate us?
Well, that's a good question. I think, like so many issues in that category, there probably is no one single answer that's correct. I think there are several that probably fit in. You know, these are the people that are pretty much pulling the big leverage aren't as smart, I don't think, as we sometimes tend to give them credit for. But I think they're very cunning and they're very agile, so that they are able to take advantage of the twists and turns in the stream as they're coming down on their raft. They don't really plan it. They're going to go on the left side of the boulder until they really get there, you know. So, but they're agile enough to get around it. And so whenever issues come up, they say, okay, how are we going to make lemonade out of these lemons? And they do pretty good at that. I think, though, certain answers do become kind of obvious. One is that the closer they get to the goal line, the less possible it is to conceal the fact that they're heading for the goal line. You know, once you get right there, you can see the horses coming in the home stretch. Oh, here they are. This is the end of the race. So they might as well come right out and be open about it, because there's no way to conceal it in the first place. And secondly, the thought that comes to my mind is that the conditioning of the American mind has been going on for so long, and people have become so passive and so timid about all of this that they're standing in awe and in amazement, saying, golly, look at this. It's happening, isn't it? They don't have this power of righteous indignation to really do much about it. They're just sort of fascinated by it.
So you're saying deer in the headlights.
Yeah, deer in the headlights, exactly. Thanks for cutting that short, because that's the perfect summary of it. So I think those are the two main answers to that question.
What about the term conspiracy theorist? I mean, I was on a radio show, and I was told I was a conspiracy theorist, that the White House and Downing Street memos that are even mainstream news admit Bush and Blair premeditatedly lied about WMDs. They weren't wrong about it. They lied about it. And the establishment just says, you're a conspiracy theorist. I don't see that working anymore. I mean, it seems to destroy their credibility.
Well, it's working less and less, isn't it? Because more and more people have gotten used to that phrase, too. I kind of think of that, you know, in the American Revolution, the British called the colonists who resisted, they called them a bunch of Yankees. That was an insult. You know, a bunch of Yankees meant that they didn't know anything. They'd never had any education. They didn't even know their right foot from their left foot, which they had to put hay and straw in their shoes so they could march to the tune of hay foot, straw foot, because they didn't know the left from right. So they derided the soldiers and the colonists and the patriots. They called them Yankees. Yankee Doodle came to town, you know, and that was a song of derision. But after a while, the Yankees sort of picked it up and said, hey, okay, you call us the Yankee. Well, I guess we're Yankees. And so I'm beginning to think that the same thing is happening to the word conspiracy theorist. Now there's a certain pride I see creeping into the vocabulary. But
G. Edward, maybe someday in the future, you know, when we defeat the New World Order in 50 years or 20 years, there'll be a national baseball team called the Conspiracy Theorists.
I think that's a good idea. Well, you know, when I get that thrown at me, and it happens more often than not, I usually just say, well, I don't think I'm a conspiracy theorist. I like to think of myself as a conspiracy historian. And let's talk about the history instead of the theory.
Let's talk about the history of government conspiracies that are on record. Then let's get into what's happening to the banking system worldwide, the economy, and phone calls with G. Edward Griffin. I'm Alex Jones.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we got 52 minutes left. G. Edward Griffin is our guest. G. Edward Griffin is a writer, a documentary film producer for 45 years, been exposing the hidden agenda now that's out in the open of the world government. Well known because of his talent for researching difficult topics and presenting them in clear terms that all can understand. With many successful titles to his credit, he has dealt with such diverse subjects as archaeology, the Federal Reserve System, international banking, terrorism, internal subversion, U.S. foreign policy, the Supreme Court, and the United Nations. His better known works include The Creature from Jekyll Island, Moles in High Places, The Open Gates of Troy, No Place to Hide, The Capitalist Conspiracy, More Deadly Than War. Perhaps we'll talk about the capitalist conspiracy today and explain why we always see big bankers and oligarchs and industrialists behind communist movements and why they're pushing for government-run health care and big government and the green tax takeover today. But, G. Edward, we started getting into conspiracies. When three guys decide to rob a bank, that's a conspiracy. And when somebody conspires to murder their spouse, it's a conspiracy. If people conspire in a non-criminal way to open a sandwich shop. It's insane for the government and the media to say all these other countries and people are involved in conspiracies, but our government, it's never involved. Powerful people don't get behind closed doors to try to expand their power.
Well, yeah, anybody that scoffs at the concept of conspiracy today, I kind of feel sorry for them because I know that their brains have been captured in some way by the propaganda. And it also tells me that they have never read a history book. Because, any cursory glance at history produces the realization that history is driven by the engine of conspiracy. I don't think there's a single major event in history that wasn't centered around dozens, if not hundreds, of conspiracies, large and small. It's the nature of man. It's certainly the nature of man when he's in a position to acquire great wealth or power through conspiracies. And, of course, at the apex of that little chart of how you can gain control of great wealth and power, it is the government. And so we find most of the big conspiracies of history centered in government. So people who say, well, yeah, you can find conspiracies in industry, conspiracies in advertising. Companies are always being taken to court or conspiracy to defraud the public and so forth. But they say, oh, not in government, as you just mentioned. Well, actually, a government is the most likely place for a conspiracy to be found because of tremendous profit and the benefit payoff. So anyway, people who scoff at conspiracy, I understand them. I just have to laugh internally thinking, well, these people have a little more to learn. But in time, they will learn it, and they'll be saying somewhere down the line that, well, I've been telling you all along that there are conspiracies out there, you know. But it's our job to educate and to present the facts so that people can come to that conclusion themselves, not because we said so, not because we labeled it a conspiracy, but just label out the history of what happened, who did it, and document it, and then they'll say, by golly, that's a conspiracy.
Well, so G. Edward, I do a lot of interviews like you do to magazines, newspapers. I was on CBC radio yesterday, and they said, how did you come upon these views? How did you become a conspiracy theorist? And it was the same answer you just gave. My parents are big readers. My mom was a history major in college, and my dad's a physician. And I learned early on that history books were more entertaining by the time I was about 12. And my son's now the same way at 7. That's his favorite thing is children's, and he's now even reading adult history books and encyclopedias and things, that hunger for knowledge. Any period, any culture, any empire, that's all it is conspiracies. That's why these empires and Caesar and others always set up police states, because there were always people conspiring in their own government to overthrow them. So it's just asinine to say there aren't conspiracies afoot. What are some of the more famous conspiracies that have been proven to be real?
Oh, I guess the, Et tu, Brute, we all know about the Roman conspiracy, the assassinations that took place there. I wasn't prepared for that question, but it would be a fun thing to assemble. I remember back in, I think it was the 50s or maybe the 60s, there was a lot of television coverage and news coverage to exposing the mafia, the mafiosa and the Cosa Nostra in the United States and around the world. Well, heck, that's a conspiracy. Everybody acknowledges that. It doesn't take long. If you really are looking for a conspiracy to study, all you have to do is go down to your local courthouse and sit there and listen to cases for a day or two, and you'll find out that, I'm going to guess that probably 10, 15% of them involve conspiracies. Conspiracies are all over the place. They're the norm. Families conspire to steal the inheritance away from the primary inheritor. Corporations conspire to defraud the public, and pharmaceutical companies conspire to hide scientific evidence that shows that their drugs are killing people. And you can just go. There's no trouble finding conspiracies.
Well, let's go back to the mafia. That's the best example I've ever heard. I hadn't thought of that. Here you have J. Edgar Hoover, who was clearly being blackmailed by the mafia, getting up in speeches and saying there's no such thing as La Cosa Nostra, and then researching those cases, because it's so interesting. I probably read 15 books or more and watch a lot of television programs like most people about it. You had less than 30 mafia families in Italy, in Greece, in Western Europe, in Eastern Europe, and in North America, controlling the opium trade, the cocaine trade, prostitution, gambling, olive oil importation. I mean, just and these were just 30 families or less, but then government and giant private corporations and U.S. intelligence agencies with trillions of dollars of funding since the National Security Act of 47, operating in total secret, doing whatever they want. You mean powerful, avarice-filled people aren't going to move into those positions, even if it was founded good, which it wasn't? You mean they're not going to move in and take power? You mean there's not a blue blood Yale group on record that founded the CIA almost purely of Skull and Bones? That's mainline, you know, New York Times, to fully take over the mafia and then knock off the Italian mob.
Yeah, there's no question about this. We're talking about history now. This is not difficult to document, that there's always been a very close working relationship between the Cosa Nostra, the mafia, and government so-called security agencies. There's, in fact, there's some people that move back and forth. Some of the most fascinating information that's come out, in my opinion, regarding the Kennedy assassination is that there appears to be was a very close operational team put together, partly involving the Chicago mob and partly involving government agencies, primarily under the direction of CIA, but not necessarily limited to CIA. But there was a merger there, and these people worked together. And so they might, you know, compete once in a while. Sometimes they work together. And then you come away from that. You put the book down. You put down the magazine or the newspaper, whatever source, and you stare into space, and all of a sudden you say, oh, my gosh, I see now why they work together. They have the same mentality. These are the people that have created a crime syndicate inside our government. Our government has been taken over by a crime syndicate. Once that hits you, I mean, it's really a blow for a guy like me. I was raised, you know, a very patriotic kid. I thought America was, you know, the land of the free and the home of the brave, and I had heard all of this, and I know that it was at one time, but I never realized that through most of my younger years that the America I knew and the America I had revered was gradually being stolen by this organized syndicate, this crime syndicate. So anyway, that's a harsh reality, and I don't expect many people to say, he's got it. They'll probably think this guy's crazy. But I guarantee you, once you start reading some of those history books and really looking behind the scenes, you're going to come to that conclusion.
Well, I have read, no exaggeration, more than 100 books, mainline history books on World War II, and the declassified Nazi files of how Hitler got to power, then what he did to secure power, all he was doing was constantly trying to stop the communist conspiracy in the government. He was constantly trying to stop the Freemason conspiracy. He was even suspicious of Catholic groups because he didn't think he fully controlled them, though some backed him. And it's all about him securing his power structure from the other mafias that were in the government.
Well, yeah, the gangs often have to do that. You know, they're always worrying about each other. They unite sometimes because the common enemy, in a way, is the public, because they've got to police the public. So they'll sometimes cooperate on that. But people, well, they're fighting for turf. I don't think it's much different than street gangs in a big city. And, they often compete with each other.
Amazing, G. Edward Griffin. You know, I've got a lot of questions to throw out, a lot of different angles and places to go. I want to come back and take a few calls just to mix it up a bit, because we usually wait till the end for calls. But then I want to talk about all the exciting things that are happening right now and the explosive growth curve of the awakening we're seeing and where you see that going. In fact, we've got a minute or so. Start getting into it now if you can.
Well, yeah, that probably would benefit from a little thought, but what the heck, let's just jump in and swim. There's no doubt that there is a very rise in awakening regarding a public awakening of the fact that that their own government has been taken over or heavily influenced, at least by this criminal syndicate that I've been talking about. They're beginning to realize that the politicians and the bureaucrats in Washington that we generally refer to as our government really consist of people, and the people have loyalties that are not to the Constitution and not to the people of the United States. They have loyalties to their inner group. They have loyalties to a concept of internationalism and what they finally call the New World Order. And these people are running the show. I mean, there are teams, supposedly, and yet they're really playing for the other side. And people are waking up to that. But now, the question is, what are they going to do about it?
All right, stay there. We're going to come back and continue to discuss this with G. Edward Griffin. We'll give you his websites as well and take your calls.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Okay, G. Edward Griffin, you were talking about what are we going to do about it. Well, look at Iceland. They identified the banks as the enemy, trying to make the public pay for debts that they didn't even owe, that the banks had engineered in a Ponzi scheme. I mean, I think that's another prototype of what the rest of the world should do, just to identify these people, expose them, expose their mafia syndicate, I mean, that's all the Federal Reserve is, from my research, is a cartel. And as you expose in Creature from Jekyll Island, your best-selling book, they met in secret like the mafia to set it up.
Well, yeah, that's one of the earmarks of the conspiracy. We're back to that word again. I don't think that these guys that created the Federal Reserve thought of themselves as conspirators. They thought of themselves as being shrewd businessmen and, in a sort of weird way, being high-minded citizens. You know, they really thought they were putting together a system that, although it was to their benefit, of course, I always start with that, it was going to be good for the country. You know, they rationalized that. It took me a while to come to that conclusion.
But no, but that's what David Rockefeller says in a lot of internal minutes that have come out, that we bankers know best. We need to, eugenics is good. We're going to take over for you. You don't know what's best for you.
That's it, exactly. That's the collectivist mind. And so they really believe that stuff. And it's clear when you read their letters and their internal memos that they're convinced of that. So anyway, they didn't think they were conspirators because they didn't think they were doing anything wrong. And they certainly weren't doing anything illegal because they were drafting the law that would make this their plan quite legal. That they were doing perhaps what we should be doing is meeting and saying, okay, let's draft a piece of legislation that's going to unravel some of the old legislation.
You mean commoners writing legislation?
Well, maybe not commoners. I don't. Maybe we're common, but I don't think we're too common. I wish there were more of us, and then I'd say yes, commoners. But no, I think that brings up a really good point, because there's a sort of an implied expectation among a lot of newly awakening people that, well, we've got to get 51% of the population on board before anything can happen, because this is a democracy, isn't it? And the majority must rule, and all of that. And but the reality is that always throughout history, and certainly throughout American history, the country has been led by a very small group of people. Percentage-wise, way less than 3% of the population have always led this country, and that's true of every country in the world. The others will just go along with
and
whatever.
That's why the conspirators are so scared of us, because I'd say we conservatively have 15% that are now really hardcore awake, and all the polls show that, and 60-70% that are really upset and ready to be awakened.
Well, that's true, but the rest of that formula is the catch. It's not just the numbers. Yes, well, I would say we have 15% or maybe more, but the other part of the equation is, where are these people? Who are they? What power do they have? Well, our 15% doesn't hold enough power to match their 1%.
Because the collectivists have burrowed into all the honeypots like parasites, and they're up there greedily running everything, and they see us waking up, so they go, hire SWAT teams, build armored fortresses, scan them, control them. They're waking up that we're sucking off of them. No! We're collectivists. We're saving you from global warming. Ah!
I love that, Alex. Did you ever think of going into show business? But that's
I'm
pretty
sorry,
good,
I was having some fun.
Yeah, it is fun, but it's pretty accurate, too, amazingly so. They probably don't sound hysterical, but possibly inside their heads they're thinking that way. But that is it, exactly. Our 15 or 20%, and it's growing, just can't match their 1% or half a percent, because, as you say, they're in all the honeypots. They're in what we call the power centers of society. They control the government. They control the military. They control the media. You know, so that gives that 1% a tremendous lever of power over the rest of the population. So back to the question, what do we do about it? We have to become influential in those same honeypots. We have to move into those areas of influence. That's what we should be doing, not just saying, oh, well, my goodness, we ought to do this and write a good paper and all. These are the things
we
should
do. Well, G. Edward, do you think there, and we'll talk more about solutions when we come back and go to calls, but clearly, and they even say this in some of their white papers, cast sunseed at the White House, that because we're waking up, because we're trying to take over the states peacefully, because we are going with the long view of history that you and others have rightfully called for as historians, they are now racing to the finish line and trying to put their control grid in to try to checkmate us before we build up enough of our initiative to defeat them.
That's it, exactly. And there's some debate as to whether or not they've already reached that point. I don't think they have, but I think they're very close to it. I mean, the two pillars of sovereignty are monetary sovereignty and military sovereignty. Well, they're racing right now to get rid of American monetary sovereignty. And, of course, whether the military is really sovereign or not is up for debate, too. But it's certainly no debate.
Stay there. Let's come back and talk about it. And to transfer all our laws over to the UN and regional governorships. G. Edward Griffin,
one of those evil people straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Had a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We're going back to G. Edward Griffin here in just a moment, and then straight to your phone calls. Always great to have him spending time with us. We're going to give you some of his websites as well. Full of solutions, free videos, articles, you name it, and an organization, Freedom Force International, trying to organize for the long view, the long haul. Because as Ron Paul and others have said, as the oppression intensifies, more people are going to be looking for solutions. And the establishment puts out counterfeit solutions. They even have written books about this to try to control opposition. William F. Buckley taking over the conservative movement. We see the Republicans taking over the Tea Party. Obama creating a fake coffee party, stealing our idea of 2 months ago. But ours was to truly, you know, take back the Tea Parties. This is Obama creating really an illegal alien party. We've analyzed it. It's mainly illegal aliens. But now they call it the coffee party. Oh, we're the true Americans. We're 10,000 illegal aliens out here with an Obama operative. And the media is like, it's so grassroots, lying to everyone. We're going back to G. Edward Griffin here in just a moment. But I want to tell you about one of the sponsors that's made today's radio show possible, Front Sight Firearms Training. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Dr. Ignatius Piazza is offering a 5 days of firearms training at their Pahrump, Nevada facility, the no-drill instructor, tough guy, attitude place. Awesome. It's a family event, two-day, five-day, four-day events. But if you do the 5 days of world-class gun training at Frontside Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, it's very inexpensive, great value. If you act fast, he will give you a Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice. It is not enough to just own firearms. You need to know how to use them. Also, a lot of great free stuff on the FrontSight website, FrontSight.com, and a newsletter. Check it out today, FrontSight.com, like the front of your firearm, the FrontSight, FrontSight.com. Check them out today. Okay. Oh, by the way, we are being hacked again. We were hit with a distributed denial-of-service attack last year on InfoWars and Prison Planet. When we were exposing the swine flu at the height of the government hysteria, now proven to be a hoax. And we were hit yesterday, and it took down PrisonPlanet.tv for about 3 hours. There was some other stuff going on with the other sites, but we beefed those up. Wasn't too bad of a problem. They're now hitting us again since about 1 o'clock today, about an hour and a half ago. But we've beefed it up. People can still get on, watch the films, watch the live show right now, simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv in living color, and read my book, Paul Watson's book. All the access is there. So counter this attempted censorship by getting a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. 6 years up and running in April coming up. Okay, going back to G. Edward Griffin. G. Edward, when I was doing my David Rockefeller imitations, I was interrupting you. So you were talking about solutions to kick out the parasites. I think, number one, my job is to expose them for the criminal parasites they are. The citizens need to do that to awaken more. But with the awakened mass we have to start moving in to the power centers to reinfuse the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and rugged individualism. Please continue.
Well, that pretty well sums it. All I can do is cover the same ground, Alex. It's the fact of the matter is that humans have this this instinct to follow and to cluster into groups and follow leaders, and that we have this herd instinct. There's no denying it. And so we tend to follow the opinion leaders of our country, or the political leaders of our country. Before we make up our minds, we say, well, what do they say about this on the news? You know, and that sort of thing. It's silly, but everybody has that instinct. And so our opponents have figured that out long ago. They decided, okay, we'll just be the leadership of all of these power centers and opinion-forming groups. And then 1% or less of us can control the other 99%. No problem. And they're right. That's the way it's – actually, that's the way it's always done. But they have perfected it. I mean, they've made a real science out of it here in this country. And so the solution is not just to say, my goodness, what are we going to do? The solution is to reverse that process. We have to go into those areas of influence and become the new leaders and replace the old leaders. That's all there is to it. There is no other solution. The idea that, well, if we can just find one man like a Ron Paul or somebody else, and put him in the White House, that'll take care of everything. Well, that's nonsense. One man, first of all, is not going to get elected if you've got all of the media against him and the educational system against him and all the unions against him, you know, and everybody's against him. These organizations, I should say, maybe the people would be for him, but the people would be convinced that he doesn't stand a chance because of what the media says, and so forth. So you could never get the man elected into the White House in the first place without having some influence of these other power centers. But even if you did, take that example for just a hypothetical example, he wouldn't be able to do anything because he'd be blocked on every side by.
And by the way, Ron Paul has said that. He said he's just a focal point of education to run other Campaign for Liberty type people at the state and federal level, and that it's all part of a process, and that it's the power of the people that is going to do this.
Yes, and then you take it one step further and say that even you know, even if he were not blocked, and that he could do great and wonderful things, he wouldn't, because the kind of guy we're talking about would want to follow the Constitution, and the Constitution says that the president doesn't do anything except follow the orders of Congress.
And that's what he has said. That's the problem.
That's exactly the problem. And so we say, well, let's put a man on a white horse in charge and just let him be a dictator for us. No, 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 no. It doesn't work that way, or we don't want it to work that way. So we're back to the drawing boards, which is the only way to solve this problem, in my view, is to ride the wave of this mass educational awareness that you and I and others are trying to create, and then out of the mass numbers that come forth, there will be maybe 1% of those people who will say, by golly, I'm going to go into politics, or I'm going to stand up at my union meetings, or I'm going to become influential here and there. I'm going to be part of the new leadership. And that is when things finally begin to happen. And that's going to take a little time, but it's a proven formula. We know it'll work. And I'm happy to say that right now I'm convinced it is going to work.
Continue.
Well, how do I think it's going to work? I see it already happening. We get letters all the time, emails, and phone calls from people saying, you know, we've decided to follow your advice. We ran for city council 6 months ago, and lo and behold, we won. And somebody will say, well, I've decided this year I'm going to declare my candidacy in the congressional seat in my district. Yes, it's held right now by a very staunch, well-known political figure, but nobody really likes him. It's just that nobody has a choice, so we're going to offer a choice. Well, this is just the beginning of that kind of a thing. Once every year, we have thousands of people making that kind of a decision, and if they have the smarts of being able to organize a well-run, well-thought-out, and well-funded political campaign, once that starts to happen, and it is starting to happen now, but once this wave becomes large enough, I think that's the point. It's the tipping point, but we can restore the republic.
Let's be clear about this. We lost 9 out of 10 conservatively of the battles against the British during that 7-year war, but it was the perseverance, and with a few little victories like Trenton, then that began the shift of momentum as people began to realize they did have power. They could win. So take a Deborah Medina. She runs for governor, gets 19 percentage points out of nowhere. That spurred masses of other people to start running in their states. So we may not win every time, but we're out there getting the message out, just like Ron Paul didn't win in 2008, but it got the real issues out there about the inflation tax, the wars, that conservatives don't have to be warmongers. He won the CPAC straw poll. But the bigger issue is, once we support Patriot candidates, and if they start flip-flopping, you got to drop them immediately. There has to be a code that we don't just run and then start getting some power and flip-flop. If that happens, you got to drop somebody. You got to go with people that are steadfast and have proven that they won't waffle, that they won't give in. But take the global warming hoax. It's completely collapsing. The masses are waking up to it. The establishment doesn't care, though. They say they're going ahead with it. But so that fight will continue. But we're seeing that we're gaining momentum. We're getting purchase. We're getting a toehold. We're having successes. The flu was exposed as a fraud. Record numbers. People said no. The Wall Street Journal reported the lowest level ever for both seasonal and the swine flu shot, and lo and behold, less flu, because we know the flu shot's giving people the flu, many studies show. We're seeing victories against, so far, the health care bill. It's completely unpopular. The Democrats are destroying themselves if they pass it, but the point is, we do see the momentum really shifting.
Well, yes, I'm glad you brought that up, because although I think we all can take great encouragement from that, there's an area involved in that issue that is generally being ignored, and it scares the heck out of me, which is that under these conditions, it is extremely easy for someone from the other side to provide false leadership. I can tell you that, well, what's an example? The Federal Reserve System, by which I know a little, it was actually sold to the American people, not entirely, but partially, because the very people who drafted the Federal Reserve pretended that it was that they were opposed to it. In other words, they led their own opposition to make sure that the opposition would fail. And
who is that today? It's Glenn Beck, Sarah Palin. I mean, clearly they're the Judas Iscariots.
Exactly. I would certainly say that's an easy choice. But they're out there, and some of them, I'm sure that there are some of them that could come on your radio show and agree with everything you say, and agree with everything I say, and say a few other good things, and yet they could be just planning to get elected so that people would say, we got a good man elected, and yet they won't do anything. They'll buckle, as you say. And that points to the fact that when we say that they're going to buckle or they're going to switch, it's because we've never asked these candidates what they really believe. We've seen what they said. We've heard what they said. We said, well, they're against the swine flu charade. They want to get us out of the war in the Middle East and so forth. Well, heck, Obama said that. But, you know, what they say is not important. It's what they do. And nobody's asking these candidates, what do they believe? What are their principles? What's their ideology? And that's where I come into the fore, because, as you know, with Freedom Force, we're totally focused on ideology. We have a creed of freedom. And we want our candidates who are going into office to say, yes, this is my creed. I believe this. These are not issues. These are principles, you know. I believe, that the individual is more important than the group, and that the group must not, that the individual must not be sacrificed in the name of the group. That's a firm principle, you know. And we believe that all laws should apply to all groups of people equally, not any exceptions, none, zilch, zilch. Nuda, nunca, you know, this is a principle. Well, anybody that says, yes, I believe that, would have to vote against all of this nonsense. Progressive income tax, for example, does that treat all groups equally? No. It starts out from the very beginning to treat those who are making more money in a different class than those who are making less money. And those who have got certain political connections can get exemptions that other people cannot. If you're married and you've got 25 kids, you don't have to pay any tax. Whereas if you're not married and you have 25 kids, you do pay tax and so forth. This doesn't treat everybody the same. So anyway, my point is that now is the time for a lot of candidates to come forth, and they'll speak very brilliantly against all of the bad things that are going on. It's time to ask them, okay, now we know what you're against. Now, what do you believe? What are you for? What are your principles? What kind of a new system are you going to create? And then just sit back and see what they say.
All right. G. Edward Griffin, always amazing having you on. I want to take some calls here in the last 14 minutes we have, but fire out the websites for new listeners.
Well, the commercial website where we sell books and videos and recordings is called Reality Zone, realityzone.com. You'll find about 100 different items there. But our think tank site where we talk about issues like we're discussing today, that's our organizational site for Freedom Force International. And the URL for that is freedomforceinternational.org. So that's the place I hope people will go and spend some time reading about these ideological issues.
Absolutely. Let's go to Brian in Texas. You're on the air with G. Edward Griffin. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. Go ahead.
Actually, one thing I wanted to mention, I think one thing you guys are, what we need to do is really take the wind out of the sails of these guys. Instead of using elite to describe them anymore, we need to take that back out of any description of these guys, because truthfully...
The parasite criminals. The ruling criminals.
Well, no, I just mean as far as correcting other individuals when we hear them saying it in the common day, even as far as like Obama's...
they call public servants authorities, officials, and I always point that out. G. Edward, do you have a comment on that?
Amen. That's about it.
How about the king parasites?
They make a difference, don't they? And I think your caller's right. Brian is right. We give them too much respect.
Well, what's a good term for them then? The king parasites, mafia rulers, illegitimate scum? I mean, what do you call them?
I guess it depends on the occasion. You don't want to offend people. The object is not... just to spit out.
But what do we call the ruling class? The ruling criminals?
What's wrong with the ruling class?
And let still...
let people decide for themselves whether they're criminals, you know? I think sometimes we tend to force our editorial conclusions on people. I think we'd probably be better off if we just stuck more with the historical facts and let people put the twist to it that they want.
Okay, good point. Anything else, Brian?
Yeah, I actually had one other point I wanted to ask G. Edward directly. The release of this, and Alex, you touched on it earlier in the week, Adam Gadon issue, if they found him, they didn't find him. Do you think that's a pretext of them trying to gain sympathy for Homeland Security to come in and start going after, you know, Tea Party goers, conspiracy theorists, things like that?
I think so. Go ahead, Alex.
No, go ahead.
Well, I think so. Yeah, they want to keep that mentality of fear always present. And so they've got to talk about terrorists and threats and red alerts and yellow alerts and so forth. That's constantly there.
Well, Governor Ridge admitted in his book last year they issued fake alerts. Thank Brian. Thank you, Brian. And by the way, that's a violation of the Patriot Act to issue a fake terror threat. Let's talk to Doug in Tennessee. You're on the air, Doug.
Hey, Alex, I want to ditto what Brian said. We need to stop calling them authorities and stop telling them telling that they have authorities. They're beyond their authorities. They have power, but they don't have authorities. But I watched a video the other day that really inspired me. It's called The Solution. It's on YouTube, The Solution by Schaefer Cox. And you can find it also on LincolnCountyWatch.org. And what they're doing...
Do you have a question for Jabber Griffin?
Well, this is the solution he was talking about. You know, what do we do? And what they're doing up there in Fairbanks, Alaska, is setting up their own court and having a common law court. And they also have a militia for enforcement, and they have a call-in line where people can call, like a 911 type situation, when their rights are being violated by... You know, even police officers.
Well, I don't want to pass judgment on this, but I've seen this 100 times. This is very dangerous, what you're talking about. There is a common law. Our courts, set up through the state constitutions, are supposedly carrying it out, but they're not. But we'll talk. We'll get G. Edwards Griffin's take on what you just talked about on the other side, Doug. We'll be right back.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
I was up at Infowars.com reading the article about the pervert behavior of government, naked body scanning us, cameras in school bathrooms, the girls' showers. and people are posting links to articles where they check girls' panties in school, making sure they're the right color, and everyone's agreeing, yeah, that happens at my school. And it's just, there's a method to the madness. It's about training you that you have absolutely no rights, and you're like a slave. It's like, we're going to strip you down and make you naked before we herd you into the showers. And it's just the power-tripping government going completely insane. But shifting gears back to G. Edward Griffin, I've seen these common law courts over and over again. People always get mad and say, no, they're real. This local guy says it is. And then people, you know, get arrested. You have to, if a city sets up an unlawful court, they get in trouble from the state. And it's all chartered through the state, and the state is out of control. We have to take it back. But what about these citizen courts we hear about and all of this?
Well, I'm certainly not an expert on that, Alex, but I do have two rather strong thoughts on it. One is that I think they're dangerous because although the people who are forming them today appear to be well-motivated, they appear to be reacting in righteous indignation, which is, I'm glad to see that, reacting against all the bad things that are being done by their national and regional governments. Still, they go out and they form these courts and these militias, but they have no rules. They have no limitations. They don't. They're really like a lynch mob in a way. There's no limit to their power, and they really what they're doing is they're advocating the formation of a government. This is the essence of government: to use organized force to compel other people to comply with what you want them to do. So, although they're sure in their mind that what they want other people to do is right, I don't see any rules and regulations. I don't see any constitutions. I don't see any limitations on their power.
They're going to say they're following the common law and the Constitution. Well, my issue is the states are chartered by the people. We have the state constitutions. The counties are created through that. The cities are chartered by that. And Arde Saveda, without a law, can't go shut down a gun show. And so the only way these courts have any basis is a citizen's arrest. I mean, when you have lawless police operating outside the common law, shutting down a gun show, the citizens have a innate right to say no to it, but the problem is the criminal government's going to come after you.
Well, yeah, that's the other issue that I said. There are two thoughts came to mind. And the other issue is that even if all these constitutional issues were solved, how are they going to enforce it? Sooner or later, they're going to have to be able to get in the trenches and shoot it out with the established so-called authorities.
They're playing a new game now. They're trying to say that they're a new government to the big mafia government instead of taking the system of the government back. And all I'm saying is, folks, don't play in traffic. I mean, I think it's fine if you have committees and meetings and videotape it and hand out the Citizens Commission verdict and then go to the grand jury with it. I think it's great to investigate or sue politicians. How many times we read about these citizen courts and they go off and do something and then it turns into a nightmare?
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, I like your expression, don't play in traffic. It's very dangerous. And I don't think people have thought it all the way through. I've written a little bit on vigilante action. And that's very close to this topic. Vigilantes have a very interesting history in America. And generally, it's a positive history, believe it or not. Vigilantes usually spring up when their local sheriff or some local government official who has duly authority has been abusing it.
Edward, we're out of time. I want to thank you for coming on, but I want to add this. Covert vigilantism has done some good. The issue is these people think by saying they have a court that makes it legal. If you're going to be a vigilante, you better watch your butt and be secretive. G. Edward, great job. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.